From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea says it has successfully conducted the test of a two-stage thermonuclear device, a hydrogen bomb meant for intercontinental ballistic missiles. North Korea's sixth nuclear test went off precisely at noon on Sunday, Pyongyang time, according to the South Korean and Japanese governments, as well as numerous non-government experts here in the U.S. Shay Cotton, research associate at the James Martin Center for Nonproliferation Studies, reacted to the bomb test.
I don't think that North Korea is exactly ready to deploy this weapon yet. And even when they do, the situation isn't that much changed than it was before. North Korea knows that any sort of conflict would result in its destruction.
6.3 magnitude tremor was recorded at surface level today, centered at the North Korea nuclear test facility. That would be consistent with the detonation of a hydrogen bomb. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe talked by telephone Saturday about cooperation in facing the nuclear threat from North Korea. President Trump spent a day visiting with hurricane victims in the states of Texas and Louisiana, where he applauded the work of the National Guard in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey.
I want to congratulate you and you guys, the Army guys. This has been, it's brutal what's been up there, but you have done so much for the services and for the respect, and the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching.
Hurricane Harvey made landfall in Texas last weekend, dropping record amounts of rain. 50 lives were lost. 1 million people have been displaced. This is VOA News. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says his country will not accept any proposal from the United States that goes against Mexico's national dignity. He noted the relationship with the Trump administration must be based on principles such as the protection of Mexico's migrants. President Trump has labeled Mexico's migrants in the past as murderers and rapists. He also declared that the U.S. will build a wall between Mexico and the United States. A convoy of Islamic State jihadists continuing its trip across Syria after getting stuck in the country's eastern region, and most have crossed over into areas controlled by IS near the Iraq border, despite U.S. threats to bomb the group. About 300 militants and their families left the Syrian-Lebanon border earlier this week, part of a ceasefire deal struck by IS, Hezbollah, and the Syrian government. Meantime, United States-backed fighters in Raqqa say they have taken the last of the districts of the old city from the Islamic State.
Dalal Sello, a spokesman for the SDF, told AFP the coalition fighters are now on the edges of IS's security quarter in the city center, where most of its main bases are. About 25,000 civilians remain trapped with the remaining jihadists. The SDF began its campaign to recapture the former de facto capital of the so-called IS caliphate in June with the help of U.S. air support. A U.S. military spokesman has said he has not yet been able to confirm whether the city's been retaken. Mary Mata, VOA News.
Britain appears to be drifting toward a Norway-style Brexit deal that would give Britain access to the European Union as a single market. Speaking in Washington after 4 days of testy and inconclusive talks in Brussels with EU negotiators, the British minister overseeing Brexit negotiations, David Davis, said Britain is weighing whether to join the European Free Trade Association.
When I spoke to my European counterpart, Michel Barnier, I said to him once, the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. And as ever on that front, I am a determined optimist in this. We will get to those opportunities. Because fundamentally, I believe that a good deal is in the interests of both the United Kingdom and the European Union and of the entire global community.
Davis's comments surprised some in the audience at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, where in his speech, the British minister also appeared to take aim at President Trump without mentioning his name and warned against the West turning its back on globalization and free trade. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Hey, had a tough week? Need to relax or recharge? Well, today, for these next 55 minutes, let me take control. You sit back and unwind, and let me do all the work. I've got a perfect elixir of African songs and features that should pop you right back into shape. I'm especially excited to bring you two interviews from East and West Africa. From Nairobi, we'll meet the girl group band Becca, and from Accra, singer-songwriter Ellie. So stick with me and refresh. Here's Freddie Masamba with Nkembo.
Chele, mwini ukengele, lumbu kya mambu, ifulubi mye mye, bantu babonzo, nsayi na nsayi, bato mono lwate, bato mene kwa huu, nsaka za kupeka saho, seyo.
Kitabashe. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hey, hey, everybody. Time to get happy. This is breakout Tanzanian star Darasa with Muziki and featuring Ben Pol.
Mapembe ongeze mkia na ukini bip tunakupigia. Let me make one thing clear, bra 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 staki kusikia. So simba so chui so mama, kuzi yangu inatosha kujigamba. Na sina maneno kwenye kanga, kazi juu ya kazi ya ni bamba tu bamba. Sa unaweza kusaki sasa, sisi ya na fegi uchome kibanda. Kalale wote ndoto zako za kitanda, sibado tuko macho mida ya wanga. Funga mkanda, kaza na kamba, ama ufata yayo uchane msamba. Masuwa miamba, masuwa anga, tunasemaga chambua kama karanga. Maisha na muziki, acha maneno weka muziki. Ukiwa sad, ukiwa happy, ukiwa juu, ukiwa chini, piga muziki. Safari na muziki, acha maneno weka muziki. Kiba unachopenda na ukitaka kucheza, cheza muziki.
Bambata, shika, kamata, rumba, chakata. Kaboka mchizi, shadata, shadata.
Nataka kukimbia na una break. What do you expect? Bongo, kongo kwa tabu beki. Cheza lokasa ya mbongo, wezi kumeki. Watch yourself, sije ukaji confuse. Mzu kwa kuruka rege kwenye bluesi. Una mchuzi, no excuse. Maisha yetu kila siku kama vile movie. Vitu vingine vitakagi ujuwaji. Kajikuta unatandikia watu jamvi. Kusubiria embe chini ya mnazi. Kumwelewesha chizi, utajipa kazi. Funga mkanda, kaza na kamba. Ama ufate nyayo uchane msamba. Masuwa miamba, masuwa anga. Tunasemaga chambua kama karanga. Misha na muziki, acha maneno weka muziki. Ukiwa sad, ukiwa happy, ukiwa juu, ukiwa chini, piga muziki. Safari na muziki, acha maneno weka muziki. Imba unachopenda na ukitaka kucheza, cheza muziki. Wanatamani tupotee kwenye map. Tunapeleka game to the top top. I thought I told ya that we don't stop. Don't stop, we don't stop. Wanatamani tupotee kwenye map. Tunapeleka game to the top top.
This is Heather, and that was Darasa with Muziki, a current banger all over East Africa. You go, Darasa.
Hi, dude. My name is a great African musician from Mali. You listen to Music Time in Africa.
Here's Samba Jallo from Mali with 100% Wasalun.
Was a long one, yeah. Music Time in Africa. The best African music guaranteed.
Hello, Africa. Next up, music from Malawi. Here's Chiwanda by Ali C and featuring Netman.
Yose Pandibo. Baba Ali C.
Baba Ali C.
Mape wangusana tende la uyu.
Kazi undi wanga, kazi undi wanga, kazi undi
By Ali C. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now it's time to crank up the volume and rock out. This is the Tuareg rock band Kel Asuf with Europe, the heaviest of heavy metal tracks from their 2016 album, Tikkunen.
Thank you. was the Tuareg rock band Kel Asuf.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Sifas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Next, Ellie, Quicksand. That's his hit song. In fact, that song woke me up from my sleep last night. I mean, the song was literally in my head, and it woke me straight up. It was so loud and beautiful. I can't believe it. Anyway, Eugene Salor-Mawusu reports.
Hello, world. Welcome to Accra, Ghana. Today, we will have a brief chat with a young Ghanaian musician called Ellie. He will tell us about his music career and one of his singles, titled Quicksand, featuring EL and Kojo Q. Let's meet Edward Aikwe, a.k.a. Ellie.
What's up? Good afternoon, sir. Nice to meet you.
I am very good.
Who is Ellie?
Who is Ellie? Ellie is a singer, songwriter, composer, healer, and a voice from the Volta.
How did you get into music? Can you take us through that journey, how you started?
This is my gift. There's nothing else I was put on the world to do but music, you know, just to preach the good gospel of love and peace and joy, you know, in abundance. About my career, it really started from my parents, who took me to the choir just so that, you know, you didn't have to come back and watch cartoons all the time. So for 7 years, I was in the choir, you know, sang Ghana Police Church Choir 37 in Accra here, you know, and went to the boarding house, sang in the a cappella groups, came out of school, and at some point I just told myself, look, this is my gift. This is all I know how to do in the world. People want to be engineers. They want to be whatever, you know. This is what I want to do.
I always had issues with the way I felt about myself. Low confidence, low self-esteem. Whose is it to make me feel right? To make me feel right. Whose is it to make me feel right? Yeah. Tell me, say I'm on the right path.
What type of music do you do?
You know, this is a tough question. I do music that seeks to change hearts and minds. There are so many types of music. People say it is this, it is that. You know, when I tell you it's Pepsodent, it cleans your teeth. My music seeks to change hearts and minds.
Love you, love you, love you, every moment of your time, yeah. Love you, love you, love you, every moment of your time, yeah.
You have a song called Quicksand. What actually went into its production and what inspired that song, Quicksand, featuring EL and Kojo Q?
Quicksand, you know, I wrote that song in a very traumatic state. The song appeals to people in a way that even I don't really understand. Because, you know, when I wrote that song, I remember I was sitting on the floor, I had my pen and paper, and the words just came to me, out of my pain, my suffering. Because then I just left home, I was living with my guitarist, singing day and night. You know, for a period that was, it was nice, you know, freedom, you know. But it's like, after your independence now, they are not backing you financially anymore. So it's like now, Charlie. For me, music is a moment encounter with God. So I met God, we negotiated the terms, gave me the lyrics, gave me the melody, singing like this, like that. I had that raw material. I worked with my guitarist, Ibrahim Kone, you know, really amazing guy, he's done so much good for my life, you know. I worked with him on this, and I sent the song to Kojo Q, who I'd already done a song with us at that time. It was amazing. I sent Kojo the audio note. He played it to EL, and the immediate response was like, yo, he said, record the song and send it now, you know. So I went to the studio. I work with GMK, who I still work with up to date now. It's not anything complicated. It's very a simple beat. It just tells you, look, simplicity still works, you know, in the world today.
She said, well, come be my miss, come be my miss. Her lips will whisper, like, then I will kiss her. Oh, the taste of sweet elixir, so sweet. Then I will pick her up, jisms and shivers. Yeah, girl. Forget our pain, plagues, troubles, all our affliction. Get that. I'm sinking deeper, 3 feet below, above knees. I love to fight it, knowing it will overcome me. But I still struggle, that's when my ruin began. She is my prison, and this is my quicksand.
Quicksand, yeah. Love could pull me out. Quicksand, 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 I'm sinking deeper. Quicksand, love could pull me out. Quicksand, 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 I'm sinking deeper. Love come pull me out.
Success is a trip, I know that well, but I know Pac well. So now the music got me going places, and still I'm so stuck. Hell, those long nights in Bantama got us here. Now I start to fear we may even forget we're ever there. Dear fame, I really hate that I have to like you. Dear hits, I've lost myself in my quest to find you. I really need the love to pull me out, cause I'm sinking deeper, sipping liquor, drowning in the
quicksand, quicksand, quicksand. Quicksand, I'm sinking deeper. Quicksand, love come pull me out. Quicksand, 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 I'm sinking deeper. Quicksand, love come pull me out.
Just when I don't see how they die, I feel your hands pulling me out. Weeks and ten solid ground. Now my life gon' be better. Love came to pull me out. Love came to pull me out. Love came to pull me out. Quicksand, 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 quicksand. Quicksand, love came to pull me out. Love came to pull me out.
You just heard Ellie, a promising music act from Ghana, for the Voice of America's love Music Time in Africa show. My name is Eugene Salamoso in Accra, Ghana. Over to Dr. Heather Maxwell in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Eugene. Next up, a brilliant new song in the Mande classic tradition, right after this.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Ayaye is the first single from a new album due out September 15th by three Malian giants known as Trio de Cali and the Kronos Quartet, an American string quartet. There's Awa Kasemadi on vocals. She's the daughter of legendary singer Kasemadi Jabate. Lasana Jabate is on balafon. And Mamadou Kouyaté, who's the son of the Ngoni maestro Basiku Kouyaté, he's on bass Ngoni.
Ayaye. Thank you.
Beautiful people, it's music time. We just heard a Monday classic from Mali. And now, here's Pat Thomas with his own classic high life from Ghana, Jaisu.
Jai so, Jesus, I'm a person, and I'm a person. Jesus, I'm a person, and I'm a person. Ah, Jason.
A song that you love to listen to? Email Heather at musictime@voanews.com. She will be glad to fulfill your wishes.
Okay, now peeps, don't go anywhere yet because Bill O'Dea has a wonderful interview with the girl group from Nairobi, Band Becca. That's coming up soon, but first let's listen to Saida Karori. This is Orugambo, Rumors.
Yeah. Rumors. Hello, everyone. This is Heather, and that was Saidu Karori from Tanzania. Now it's time to meet Band Becca. Bill Odidi brings us this story. Hello.
Greetings from Nairobi in Kenya, and thanks, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi reporting for Music Time in Africa, and today we're meeting the Kenyan girl group Band Becca. Voices of Band Becca from Kenya, and that's their first single. It's called Toka, which they'll talk about in just a moment. But first, just who is Band Becca and what does that name mean?
Well, Band Becca is your favorite girl band. We're two girls. So Becky and Carol. Be for Becky, then Ka for Carol.
And band is because we do live music mostly. So yeah, so it makes sense, Band Becca.
Basically, the song is a woman empowerment song. So if you're in a relationship that you're not comfortable in, just leave. Or tell the guy or your friend or whatever. Leave, talk her.
Band Becca has released four singles so far, which is a mix of dance tracks and some sweet R&B ballads, which have earned positive reviews and have even gotten them on a top television show in Africa. The next one we're going to play is called Brade, which is the Kenyan street slang for brother. And here are the ladies talking about the song.
For Brade, it was just that vibe we're thinking when, you know, when you're out with your friends and you just went to hang out with your girls, and then this guy, you know, this guy is just come to you and then you're not even feeling that vibe. So brother man, please give him a space. So, yeah, so it was just a vibe we're feeling. Yeah, and then brother is like, you know, it's a Kenyan slang, you know, brother, like brah, just leave me.
If you just want to have some fun, let me just have some fun, you know. Sometime either it's going to be with you, so let me just have a good time with my girls. Yeah.
All the ladies in the house, yeah, wanna have some fun. Hey, hey, tell them boys to shush. Please don't disturb.
Brother man, I'm not in the mood. Keep your distance. That's Brother by Band Becca. That's a real club anthem from Becky and Carol, the two Kenyan singers. They've known each other for 3 years. So what next for the group?
3 years is since we've known each other. We weren't at a band at that point. We're just Becky and Carol. We became Becca September last year. Yeah, we've been in this industry for, I think, yeah, for that long. And so far it's been good because we've really, really worked on our craft. We keep learning things. It's possible for other upcoming artists like us to just get such a platform. You know, if you work hard and you get the right team to push you to do this and this, you can get here.
Come on.
very nice. The voices of two young Kenyan female singers known as Band Becca. They sound like they have a very promising future. And I'm delighted to introduce the group to you on Music Time in Africa. I'm Bilo Didi, and I hand you right back to Heather Maxwell. Speak to you again from Nairobi very soon.
Thank you, Bill. We look forward to it. Well, we've got time for just one more song today, peeps. This is Leila Gobi with a track from her upcoming sophomore album scheduled for release October 6th. Check tune by Leila Gobi. It's time to sign off. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to Ellie and Band Becca for being on the show, and also to Eugene Solomowusu and Bill Odidi for bringing us those wonderful reports from Ghana and Kenya. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 2000 UTC, and we're on shortwave Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 09, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. You know, you can also always reach us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, people, stay blessed. Love ya.